We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I just don't see Westbrook going beyond the court.
No, you know, I'm with you there.
I mean, he's a lunatic. Yeah. He's fun to watch, but...
So an icon has to be Muhammad Ali-like.
I think so.
All right. I agree.
You know, I don't know.
Arthur Ashe.
What's the difference? Icon, legend, Hall of Famer, superstar?
Like, I mean, Tiger Woods. We would off the field, he's not an icon.
Let's go to Fillmore Mike. Fillmore Mike is in the Fillmore. What's up, Fillmore?
Yo, I'm in the Fillmore representing. Anyway, though, you guys are having a great conversation. But I don't think Westbrook is on the level of an AI. As far as iconic, because I do see where Chris Richard is saying, and I do understand totally what Simon is saying. He's saying basically, you know, I'm a middle-aged white guy. I don't see the impact as far as with AI that I would another player. And I totally agree and respect that point of view. Westbrook would never be on AI level because AI was the first. He was the first one. He crossed over Michael Jordan.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and
come on, man. When he did that, like, the whole school, like, YouTube wasn't out. So, like, we had to wait for ESPN. So, like, when ESPN came on the after-school program, everybody and their mama was watching. I mean, every kid was, like, mesmerized. Now, I'm a 80s baby, so I'm a diehard Jordan fan. So to see the rise of Iverson fans, it was a trip because – up until then, you really had nobody to kind of like rival Jordan's popularity. AI and Shaq was and little. You guys mentioned Penny Hardaway was up there too. He captivated my community that I seen. Shaq, AI, and Penny Hardaway outside of Jordan. You guys have a nice one.
Thank you, man.
Let me ask you this, Nani: how many championships? And I know we're just broaching this subject. Does it take to be an icon in your book?
Championships? It might not take any.
Well, that's why I got Iverson as one, man.
And that's why I'm not arguing. I am not arguing with you saying Allen Iverson is an icon. And all I'm saying is, I think icon is like, what do you want me to tell you? I grew up in the suburbs. Iverson wasn't an icon for me.
And I get that. But I'm
that doesn't mean
you.
he wasn't a great player and I loved watching him. I loved his underdog thing. And you know what? I'm not saying there were white kids who weren't in love with Iverson.
We're getting them on the text line.
Of course.
They motivated him to play ball.
Okay, so I said for the most part, Iverson was more relatable to black kids than white kids.
No doubt.
Okay. Yeah, and I got people coming down my road. Okay.
LeBron James is an icon.
Yes.
Building schools. Steph Curry is an icon.
Yeah, I need Westbrook to do a little more. I need him to do something.
Off the court.
He's going to have to like run for governor or something and then be the governor.
But he may not want to be your or I icon. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just kind of happens.
You're right.
Bill Russell was an icon. Barry Bonds, the best baseball player ever, but...
I got my guy.
Do I say
one of my friends on Twitter saying,
"Love you, Bear."
Bruh, white kids wore cornrows and acted black because of him. Yeah, yes, a percentage. It wasn't universal. Yes, he impacted.
Okay,
he impacted white kids too, but he impacted black kids more impactfully. I mean,
could you tell the story of basketball without Russell Westbrook? Just from a basketball standpoint, the dude averaged a triple-double. He's an athletic freak of nature. So is it unfair of us to say, oh, they want Mother Teresa off the court or Gandhi, so you lose, you know, your impact wasn't there?
Well, it's not really all about impact off the court. Like, Julius Erving is an icon, all right? He's not 100% icon because of basketball. He's 100%. He's an icon because of both basketball and then the style he brought, on the court and off the court, the afro, all that kind of stuff made him an icon. Julius Erving ain't an icon with the stats he has.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, good player. That didn't make him an icon. It was the other stuff. I don't see Westbrook having any of that other stuff, no matter what it is. Iverson has it. He had it. Whatever it was, some kind of connection.
And the time. Time is when you come along, and what society is like has a lot to do with it.
Let's go to Matt in San Rafael. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. I think it's an interesting topic. I don't think Westbrook's an icon. I think Iverson is sort of on the cusp. Part of it is because he was so big in Asia. I think that an icon both transcends the sport that they play and transcends beyond the fan into people who are not really going to pay attention.
That's a great point.
If you say like Julius Erving, it was a perfect example. I love Julius Erving when he played. The guy could not hit outside shots to save his life. His stats were good, not great. He was beautiful to watch. But when you think of basketball in the 70s with that red, white, and blue ball, it's Julius Erving.
Right.
You talk about Terrell Owens, there's no way he's an icon. You think about Montana, you think of Rice, you think of Young. There's really not a lot more with the Niners. Maybe Ronnie Lott, but I don't even think he would be considered an icon. It's a truly rarefied position to be held.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Matt. I think that's well said.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He had a song made about him.
Who?
Iverson. Wyatt Iverson.
Who is this?
Post
Malone.
Sings this?
Post Malone.
Oh.
He dedicated this to
Iverson. Why didn't he sing
a
song about Carl Malone? I mean, that...
Carl wasn't more his... Carl didn't have an impact on Post Malone. Dude, Iverson was universal, Stoney.
We should remind people what we're talking about. We're playing off this piece of sound from Chris Broussard.
Look, I'm gonna say this to you. I've told you he is going to be an icon.
Oh, really?
25 years from now, he will be iconic. He's like Allen Iverson.
Oh, great.
And I'm gonna admit, he's never gonna win a championship.
He's not like Allen Iverson. Iverson's
Yeah,
Iverson's
step above.
Different.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll give you Iverson's an icon. Westbrook's not an icon. I threw some names down because what's the difference between an icon and a superstar?
Give it to me because
okay,
I got.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's what I would say. Now you might disagree with this, but I would say Kobe Bryant is an icon.
No doubt.
Shaquille O'Neal is not.
Oh, they're both icons to me.
Okay. Shaq isn't to me. I would say...
And why? What's the difference between those two?
I think Kobe was more universally known. I think Kobe was more... People had more passion about Kobe one way or the other.
But Shaq was a movie star.
And I'm not saying you can't make his case. Like, that's just... There's so much gray area here that that's just what I would say. For example, here's what I would say. I think... Bryce Harper has a chance to be an icon. Mike Trout will never be an icon. Mike Trout might hit 370 for his career and hit 700 homers. He's never going to be an icon.
And he's already had seasons, not like that, but up there to where.
Bryce Harper's on his way, and he has had two or three bad seasons. Let me throw some
Shaq's
names
out. Shaq's icon, Snyder. Go ahead.
I don't think so, but whatever. What about... Steph Curry.
A living icon right now.
See, I would agree.
He revolutionized the game.
See, I agree.
Now,
Steph Curry's an icon.
What if Steph didn't go hand out dinners to the needy?
He'd still be.
That's what I'm saying.
I think he would still be.
I got you.
But not because of sports. It's because he does so much more.
Oh, I was saying because he revolutionized the game.
Well, that's, yeah. But I think on top of it, too, he's probably the most universally known athlete right now.
He golfed with the president.
Exactly. He's now into political type stuff. His wife and family have become extremely famous and popular. Yeah, Curry's an icon. What about, see, here's a guy who's an icon, but.
I'm going to let you know.
Rocky Colavito. Now, you don't even know who he is.
That's the guy that played on the Phillies back in the day.
No, he played.
You
minor
asked
league.
Pete Rose about him.
Right. But, like, he's a guy who is synonymous with Cleveland, and he's like an icon in Cleveland. But he wasn't as great as Willie Mays. Willie Mays is an icon, right?
But, what's the name? Bartolito?
Who?
Your guy. The dude you just named.
Rocky Colavito.
Colavito.
Yeah.
We don't know him out here, though.
That's
so
fine.
How can he be an icon?
Well, you don't know him, but people my age know him. There are books written about it.
So, like, my pops would know Colavito?
Yeah, I think he would. The Curse of Rocky Colavito?
Yeah.
I believe he would have heard of that.
I'm going to ask him.
Yeah. Why don't you text him right now? Get an answer.
All right.
See, Rocky Colavito was traded by the Cleveland Indians. And after they traded Rocky Colavito, they went 70 years without winning. So everybody said, Cleveland, it's the curse of Rocky Colavito.
Okay. All right.
Rocky Colavito was... What was the most popular athlete in Cleveland history before LeBron James came along? Anyway, my point is, like, he's more of an icon just because, and by the way, they were losing before he got there. He gets upset about that. But let's go to Trey in Oakland. What's up, Trey?
Stoney and Guru, what's
hey.
Up you guys today?
How are you, man?
Okay, since we're on icons, this is how I feel about an icon. It's about the influence they have on society.
Yes.
At that current moment. Now, I'm going to give you guys an example. The Fab Five, Michigan.
Yes.
They were icon.
Wow.
Correct.
They changed up a lot of things, the way people wore, like, their basketball uniforms and everything like that. And I'm going to use Iverson. Iverson changed up how people came in the game wearing cornrows and tattoos, because before that, it wasn't too many players doing cornrows and tattoos. And
yeah.
I'll say right now, the potential icon right now that I see building, and you probably say he's making a big pack, definitely on the internet, is Zion. I think Zion right now has a true potential to be an icon, you know, if he keeps on going strong and he stays focused. And I'll take your thoughts off air.
I don't
yet to play one game in the pro.
Well,
or make it all. I'm not saying he can't.
But if he is as good as people say, then, the caller's right.
Yeah, but this is about clicks and popularity then, part of it.
Well, there's a lot of different
things. Is Patrick Ewing an icon? He deserves to be, but I want to say no. You saw Patrick Ewing, as much, you know, I love him.
I hear you. Like, there's no full-on definition that's gonna suit anybody. I thought the last caller was spot on. I mean, people started wearing the sleeves. Because of Iverson.
No doubt.
Cornrows, obviously.
And I thought the shorts, he wore the long shorts in the league, too. AI.
Yeah, I think when you're talking about, I think.
Dude, this is
like
a great question.
When you say which one doesn't belong, and you say Iverson, Julius Irving, Michael Jordan, Bird Magic, Westbrook. I mean, Westbrook doesn't belong. He just doesn't.
And it's not that he's not good enough.
Well,
we could, dude.
No, wow. It's not that he's not good enough. That's
Broussard
not it.
Gave him the a hell. That's a hellified compliment.
Who?
Broussard to call Russ an icon.
Yeah, I'm not with him there. Kazmir in the creek.
What up, fellas? Great show as always. Hey, I gotta go with Shaq's an icon. Not only is he an icon, he's a brand. I mean, because look. He's still around. The man owns Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, right there makes him an icon, right?
I'm not gonna go to the mat for this one. I just if I had a choice, I'd have to pick Kobe. That's all between the two of them. They can both be. Thanks, Kazmir.
I noticed the theme. If we refer to the athlete by one name, you're in. Kobe, Shaq, Zion. We don't say
Well, then
Russ.
Iverson's not one.
No, we say AI. AI.
I think Iguodala right now.
Take that back.
Iverson hasn't played in 12, 15 years.
But he's an
icon. I'll tell you who's – now, here's another one that I think –
I bet it's going to be a one name.
No, but you're going to say he's not an – Willie Mays? Joe DiMaggio?
In my book, because I'm a, oh, those are icons.
Right, but they don't have one name. Here's one. Could be, in a strange kind of way. A guy like Jeremy Lin.
I watched him play the other night.
But that's what I'm talking about. It's not just about him playing. It's about...
You got to be good, Steiny.
He is good. He's in the NBA. Do you
not
realize...
Not iconic good, though. Come on.
Jeremy Lin...
All right. I'm not arguing
impacted more Asians than Steph Curry impacted United States kids.
But what about the basketball part of it? The sport part of it?
It actually has
the results.
Yeah,
the All-Star game.
12 years. 12 years in the NBA.
They've been on about 12 teams.
Nobody's are you able this is what we're saying. It's about off the court.
Not all of it.
No, that's my point. Is a guy like Jeremy Lin, average NBA player, to me is pretty close. He's pretty close.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him iconic.
Lin Sanity.
No, he had his moment. Hey, you could sell. Hey, somebody might buy that case.
I'll tell you what.
That was out of control.
And honestly, I'd love to hear from...
Was he ever worthy of the Lin Sanity, I guess? Like Jordan Mania. We knew it was real. He was that good. All the others we met. Was people resented Jeremy Lin because he was getting more than people thought he was worthy of? You know what
Jeremy
I'm saying?
Lin didn't get anything he wasn't worthy of.
The
not
Asian
one
community
damn
has
thing.
Hey, I like Jeremy Lin.
I'd love to hear somebody explain, like, kind of what I'm talking about from their perspective in terms of Jeremy Lin. Look, Jeremy Lin was getting chance when he was a Warrior sitting on the end of the bench.
Hey, that I know.
Jeremy Lin didn't get drafted. Joe Lacob plucked him. He came on to the Warriors. He was a laughing stock. They traded him or they released him. He goes to New York. He starts kicking butt. He, like, we can't even measure what he did overseas during that run. He's one of the most, I guarantee you, he's got to be one of the most recognizable players in overseas.
No, no doubt. But just real quick, back to, we don't refer to Willie Mays as Willie Mays. We say Mays. And we say DiMaggio, don't we?
Okay, all right. We don't.
Some people, DiMaggio.
Well, you said first name. Lee in Fairfield. What's going on, Lee?
Hey, nothing, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, so I consider an icon when you don't look at race. You just look at the impact that they had. Or whether when you're a kid, you looked up to them and say, oh, man, I want to be like him. So
okay.
I'm going to give you three. Since you mentioned mostly African-American names,
okay,
I'm going to mention three white guys who I think are icons.
Okay.
Number one, of course, is Larry Bird. Most in Steinmetz, I'm going to see if you agree. Most kids would grow up and they want to be like Larry Bird.
That's correct.
Today's game, it would be Dirk because of the step back, his one-legged shot, what have you. Right? The third one I would go with is Pistol Pete Maravich.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm not with you on Dirk, but I'm with you on Bird and Maravich, definitely.
Oh, okay, but besides those three, the only other really white guys that I would consider maybe icons is maybe the logo in basketball.
And
maybe Rick Barry because of his free throw, something unique. I mean, I couldn't even think of any more. Maybe you can help me out.
All right, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. What's the guy? Oh, Pistol Pete Maravich. Absolutely. Now, you might say, well, why? You know why Pistol Pete Maravich is an icon? Because my sister collected his basketball cards growing up. And my sister followed Pete Maravich's career because he was the flashiest player in the NBA, had long hair, he's great looking, girls loved him. Pete Maravich was...
Dude, they got all video footage of him, Snotty, doing the things to a basketball I've never seen attempted. Like, it was pure magic.
Couch Potato. What's up, Couch Potato?
What's happening, fellas?
How are you, man?
Hey, listen, I got to give you one instant icon, and we won't have any discussion about it, okay? Colin Kaepernick. Now,
yep.
Next thing I got for you is, Drew, I love you like a brother, but I got to come at you hard for saying that Barry Lamar Bonds is the greatest baseball player of all time because it's not even close. Willie Mays, the ultimate five-tool player, better fielder, better arm, better base runner. Sure, he didn't steal as many bases, different game back then. You're not going to run when you got Willie McCovey behind you. But I think virtually everybody has seen both of them. There's no question. So let's just get straight on that, okay?
Well, nice couch potato.
Barry had the most homers. That was a joke in there. Some people would say there's a reason he had more than Willie. But
he said hitter.
Yeah, I was just going home runs because that's all I had. I'll give Mays that any day of the week, but I didn't get to watch Mays. I said the baseball player I've ever seen is Barry Lamar Bonds.
Jason in the Creek. What's up, Jace?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I just wanted to point out that I think your definition of icon is kind of on point. If you can refer to them by either the first or last name and not talk about their sport or anything they've done, and we know who they're talking about, then I think they're an icon. So DiMaggio, Mays, I don't think anybody's going to be, you know, not sure who we're talking about. And like Bond. And then also with Steph Curry, you know, he definitely revolutionized the way we played the three-point shot. And Shaq, I think, is totally an icon over Kobe. Think of how the rules for the game had to change because of Shaq. And I'm going to take the comments off air.
Yeah, to me, Shaq and Kobe, if you want to say both are, I'm not going to argue with you. To me, if you had to say which guy is more of one, I would say Kobe.
And what about a guy we saw today real quick retire, Ichiro?
Yeah, sure.
Well, he was already one before he came to the States.
Here's kind of what I mean. If you go back like to the Yankees in the 60s, Mickey Mantle was an icon and is an icon. Roger Maris is not an icon, even though Roger Maris hit 61 home runs and had the record for a long, long time. Mantle was the icon. He was the one. Maris was a great player, but anyway, you can disagree with me if you want, but that's just kind of the way I think of different guys.
Let's just keep it local. Like, what's the – Steph Curry's revolutionized the game. He's known for the three-pointer. But damn it, Klay Thompson can shoot threes.
He's got nothing, though. He's got nothing.
Yeah, right. When you say nothing,
you can't be an icon if you – seriously, I don't think you can be an icon if you play the game and go home every night.
Well, there
it is. I mean, I love it. I admire it.
There it is.
But, like, I mean, it's going to sound terrible.
No,
but, like, Klay doesn't bring –
You got
anything else
to
the table other than bad? I mean,
I gotcha.
Like, that sounds horrible.
No, it's the world we live in.
I mean, Muhammad Ali was political. Bird and Magic saved the NBA. Michael Jordan played a style of the game nobody'd ever seen before. Curry's made a revolutionary impact on the game. Klay?
What about Walt Frazier? In New York, maybe that's it, huh?
Yeah, let's go to, all right, John, San Jose. I mean, I'm not going to be able to disagree with this. I just don't think this is going to light our listener on fire. Let's go, John. What's up, man?
Hey, it might not light the listeners on fire, but come on. The measuring stick of all icons is Arnold Palmer. This guy is the most iconic figure in sports worldwide. You could go anywhere in the world and mention his name, and everybody knows exactly who you're talking about. Am I wrong?
Sears question? More than Jack Nicklaus?
Yes, more than Jack Nicklaus.
Okay. I'll trust
you. You not have a drink named after you worldwide.
That's true.
You can go to any restaurant in the world and order an Arnold Palmer.
That's
and
true.
Everybody knows exactly who you're talking about.
That is exact. That's true. That's true. I give it to you,
so
John.
That's my point. That's all I'm trying to say. He is the measuring stick.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Yeah, no doubt.
But some would say Tiger.
Well, Tiger's an icon.
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, I mean, there's no doubt about Tiger Woods. I wouldn't think.
Yep.
Let's go to Andy in Novato. Hey, Andy.
So you kind of stole some of my thunder there with the Mick. So anyway, I'll try to be, well, Joe, Broadway Joe.
Joe's
an icon.
Namath was an icon, like, really, first football icon to cross over with the off the field and Broadway Joe. And in Montana, you can just say Joe.
and everyone, you know. So I guess Joe's help. How about Hakeem? I mean, that's a one-word guy. I don't know. Before you guys talk about Hakeem, Steiny, when you first talked about Collison, I thought, you know, you were a little rough on him. And then I thought to myself, well, he's like Tom Mascheri and us. But then I looked him up. Tom Mascheri scored and rebounded twice as much as Collison. And after looking at Collison's stats, I totally agree with you.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate the call. Although, in Oklahoma City, Nick Collison, icon. See, you can average six a game and be an icon. You got to be unbelievable off the court, probably. But
well, somebody we've not mentioned, Bo knows Snyder, and the possibility of what could have been had he not got hurt coming out of Auburn. Bo Jackson running over to Boz, running up on the fence at the All-Star game after leading off with a homer.
I'm not,
but you ain't sold on it though.
Did I say I'm not sold on it?
No, I'm just your mannerisms.
Sometimes you just have to, I don't have to rebut everything you say or agree with it. Sometimes you say something and you just let it out there.
Oh, the other days, you're like a hockey goalie.
I don't have a strong opinion about whether he is or isn't. Alan Hayward. Hey, Al.
Fellas, how's it going?
Going well, man.
So my icon is the type of guy we need in baseball today to get the younger guys into it. And to me, it's Ken Griffey Jr. Because when I was a kid growing up, you know, I copied his bad. And when I say bad, I mean good. His batting stance, you know, that thing was bad. I was smacking homers left and right as a kid doing that batting stance. Every time I hit a home run, I'm like, Ken Griffey Jr.
I put that
backwards because of him, too.
When was his prime? About 2000?
Yep.
Okay, so.
No, I would say earlier than that, like maybe 96 to about 99, because I was like before I got into high school and before he released his shoes, because he used to have a shoe.
That's right.
Just like Jordan, and I went and paid for that, like $130 for the shoes.
Was Ken Griffey.
But I did get Griffey.
Help me here. Was Ken Griffey Jr. the most popular athlete in all of sports back then? I'm struggling to remember who, because he was huge.
He was up there. No, a kid was up there.
He was up there. He was just like Michael Jordan. He was basically the Michael Jordan of baseball at that time.
Right.
He was that young, fresh, you know, guy coming up, had that fresh look, had that fresh batting stance. Everybody knew about Ken Griffey Jr. I mean, he was a hitter.
I guess and thanks for the call, Al. Appreciate it. I guess what I'm saying is, you know, it wasn't that long ago when a baseball player could be maybe the most popular athlete, pro athlete on earth. That's impossible right now, right? Like, who's the...
Yeah, no, you
Bryce
got me.
Harper.
No, yeah.
I mean,
batted 265. Like, what
but I
like?
Just mean, you put Bryce Harper next to Steph Curry, people are like, who's the guy next to Steph Curry?
No doubt.
Let's go to Joe in Pinole. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Great topic there. I got three Thank guys. You. I'm gonna start with Dick Poppy in Boston. What do you think about that one?
Who?
Dick Poppy.
Oh. I would say so, yes. And you know why?
We got to go Gretzky because, hell, I'm not.
Oh, Gretzky.
Yeah,
we forgot.
Gretzky's in there.
Well, no, good one.
All right. If go way back, we're going to go with Reggie Jackson. How about that?
I'll give you all three.
At a candy bar.
Wait, who was the first one again?
That was Big Poppy.
All right. Yeah, see, thanks for the call.
I think that's region. Big Poppy, I don't.
No, see, Big Poppy became one after the Boston Marathon bombing. Like, that played in. Like, he was helped the world, a big clutch hitter, one of the most clutch hitters in Red Sox history. But when he said, this is our effing city, or my effing city, that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Jeter's an icon then.
Well, I do think there's a. I do think. Well, why? Like, what? Jeter's never done anything like
but
that.
But win World Series. His was
right. But what I'm saying is, what made Big Pappy to me an icon is a lot of, or what a big part of it was what he did off the field. I'm not saying you can't be an icon.
So you
just
would
by
say
playing.
Jeter wouldn't make it, and we just referred to him as Jeter.
Well, Jeter and Wayne Gretzky are both icons, but they did nothing off the field.
Well, Derek's.
They did nothing off the field.
I was saying with the women, Jeter was. Yeah, he was like,
come on,
got it.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Come on.
It counts. Well, now, I've got to have a nightlife.
Big Pappy galvanized the city and brought an entire region together. Derek Jeter had a bunch of girlfriends. I think there's a difference in seriousness there. Clearly you didn't mean that. Did you?
I just...
Is he an icon because he's dated great-looking women?
No.
Hey. So, Steven's shaking his head yes. It was part of Broadway Joe's allure.
No, Big Poppy's a hell of a dude, but you left off some warts that were on his resume, like the Mitchell Report. So he, you know, but what he did when he said that about the city, I knew he was revered. So I give you that.
Let's go to Backstage. Backstage is in Oakland. Uh-oh. What's up, Backstage?
Hey, now, what's up? Now, to me, if y'all want to talk about icons, I want to bring up Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
Because not only did Ricky Henderson lead the entire major leagues in stolen bases, but right now in the urban community, what was the first thing that Ricky did when he came up the bat? He popped his collar. Now guess what everybody is doing in the urban city, wow, in the urban community? They popped their collar, and that was because of Ricky Henderson. And then when he got on base, he wiggled his fingers, man, and he did it with finesse. And he stole bases, and he made the difference in baseball. To me, Ricky Henderson was the icon.
And Steph has a lot of Ricky Henderson in him. I always tell Steiny to me. Steph has a lot of Ricky in him.
Oh, everybody that has a little bit of swag have a lot of Ricky in them. Because he was the first one popping his collar when he came up to the plate to be able to bat.
Wow.
If you go look at some of Ricky's old film, Ricky was popping his collar back in 84, 85. And he's doing it 35 years later today. At the club.
Wow.
Thank you very much, Backstage. Yeah. Appreciate it. Got a couple coming in on my Twitter. My guy Binks says, Yao Ming, more of an icon than Jeremy Lin. Yeah, I didn't really say Jeremy Lin is an icon. I said that's the kind of thing that makes you an icon with how crazy people were about him.
Yeah. And Ming didn't have Lin's sanity. That was real. I forgot. Lin's sanity was, it was everything, dude. They were putting the Knicks on. He was the man. And Yao was a good player, Steiny, but he didn't come with that. He didn't galvanize the states like Lin's sanity did when it was at its top, dude. It was real. And I thought a lot of players resented Jeremy Lin because they felt like he wasn't good enough to deserve what was coming with the, like, how much is it? Because of your race, and how much is it because of your basketball?
Well, yes, that was a question that was asked, and he answered the question. So that is another reason why. You're damn right, when he came into the league and started, he was a laughingstock. The Warriors, his teammates went at him.
No, man,
because
you tell
they
me those
all
stories?
Thought that he was Joe Lacob's boy, and Joe Lacob got him on the team because he played with Joe Lacob's son. And so here comes Jeremy Lin walking out to a Warriors practice, and you're darn right, everyone's like, who's this guy? Where'd he come from? Harvard? He didn't even get drafted. Okay, let's see how good this guy is. And
wow.
Jeremy Lin took everything and then some, and he improved an incredible amount, and he made himself a flat-out NBA rotation player for his entire career. That's, you know, to me, that's huge. Somebody throwing Frank Gore. No.
Come on.
No.
And we love Frank, but stop.
Daniel Fremont. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, what's up, guys? I got a name for y'all. Prime Time. You know, back when I was growing up, football was all about grit, more brute guys, power. And then Deion came along, and it was all about flash. And I remember when I played high school ball, it was all about trying to look like Deion, wearing all the Nike wristbands and the bandana and the whole shebang. And so, to me, Deion is an icon, especially even for myself growing up in the 90s.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, you know, I don't have the text line up today, but I'll bet you nobody even corrected me. I just realized I made a mistake about Pete Maravich.
What did you say?
I said he wore the socks high. He didn't wear, he wore the socks, like he pushed his socks down.
Okay.
Like he didn't pull them up. He actually pushed them down to the top of the sneaker.
Yeah, nobody called
like,
you on it.
Like kind of making him look bad.
What about Will Chamberlain?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. I also think, you know, your physical stature can actually.
And that's why I had Shaq in there.
Yeah. Jay in Oakland. What's up, Jay?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. When I hear iconic, I think about the influence that it has on a generation. So Iverson, man, the influence that he had over his generation, that people wanted to play basketball because they saw Iverson. I feel like in the Kobe Shaq, I think I would go with Kobe because I know people that fell in love with the game of basketball because of Kobe Bryant. Like, Kobe Bryant made them fall in love with the game, and I feel like he had more of an influence. As far as Lonsani and the Asian culture, I would probably put first Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Because his influence, but as far as Lonsani, I agree, because more of the Asian guard play. And what he did as far as his time when he was a Knick, Lonsani was mm-hmm. a real thing. And that yep. impact was great, not only for that culture, but also for the city in New York and the NBA at its whole. So how about this as a name? Michael Vick.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, I love me some Vick.
I got to say
Yeah, me too. It didn't last long enough, Snidey.
Last one, John in San Jose. Wrap it up because I got to
What we got?
I guess I don't know. I got to ask you something.
Yeah, just wanted to touch up on two of the biggest icons in the world, which are Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. I think that soccer is a very underrated sport here in America, and I think that they can go anywhere and people will go crazy for them.
Don't forget Pele.
You know, yeah, up against Pele, definitely, and Maradona. But I think, you know, in terms of athletes that can go anywhere and have the kind of fan base that they have, you know, no matter where they go in the world, people are going to be chasing after them. So I think that they're very, you know, underappreciated in that sense when it comes to icons and what they bring to the table and what they've done in soccer. You know, the Ballon d'Ors or the Champions League, you know, trophies that they both hold. I think, you know, they deserve some praise as well.
Thank you very much. And you just did that. I think one of the issues is we're ethnocentric here in the United States. If somebody's the man in any other place, we don't think it's as important. Wow. Or we don't think it's as big, and that's wrong. What am I? How do I set this up? I don't even know. Well, okay, I'll just do it this way. What are you wearing on your finger?
Oh, it's my fantasy football ring that I got from winning the league this year. Shout out to NorCal Brawlers. So you and I talked about, dude, if I was Caspi and I didn't play, I would be ashamed to wear a ring. It came in the mail, and I'm wearing it because I really feel like I'm on the Warriors. It's changing me. Like, I was at the store like, do I have to pay because I'm a champion? And it says that on my ring, and I just want to get your thoughts.
I think it's gaudy.
But it's gaudy because 15 years of playing fantasy football, I finally won.
And I think it's too small because you have it on your pointer finger. You're
well,
obviously
the only
forcing
one that don't
it. Yeah, you're
fit.
Forcing it.
I never looked at it.
Yeah, you're forcing it. You're forcing
what
it.
What finger should it go on, Stoney?
The ring finger? The one in between your middle finger and
I
your
pinky?
I
got skinny fingers, so it's dangling. But I just thought I'd bring that up. I just want people to refer to me as champ.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
I saw that in chat.
Keep talking about it. I mean, so you
no,
won.
No, I'm just, and I'm in the car driving, and I do the turn, and I look at, like, honestly, my life ain't all bad.
Although, if that's the best thing going in your life, no,
I got my kids and family. You know, the other things.
I haven't heard you talk about any of your kids like you talked about that ring.
But it was a ring when I went to, you know, collect the winnings. They go, hey, 200's coming out. I go, coming out for what? They said the ring. And it took forever, but I got it. I may rock it every day.
That would really be
sad.
But it would be certainly worthy of a lot of derision, I would think. You're not really going to wear that on your pointer finger every day. You just kind of did it today, you know, to clean up the rest of the show.
That wasn't the plan. Snotty, what I'm driving is right there. Like, I won the league. Nick Foles. Shout out to Nick Foles. That was my quarterback. I didn't want to bring you down.
Well, you brought me down before the show already, so.
What happened? Oh, the Jaeger talk?
Yeah.
No. So, just real quick.
Yeah.
I know the Sacramento Kings are a great story. And if their name was a different name, It's a great story. But it still doesn't stop you from noticing flaws from the coaching staff. And that's all I was getting at.
You say Dave Yeager should be fired. That's what you tweeted.
Not because of just last night, because
it doesn't matter.
Win close games.
David Yeager should be fired.
And he will be.
Well, he will be for the wrong reasons. Okay. I'm going to get back to this. A new season of Amazing is happening at California's Great America starting Saturday, March 23rd. Purchase a 2019 Gold Season Pass. Get unlimited visits to California's Great America and so much more. For more info and your chance to win a four-pack of tickets, visit the contest page at 957thegame.com. Most basketball people would say that the Sacramento Kings have overachieved this year.
But they were
nobody
just,
had them competing for the eighth spot.
You know what, Stunner? You got that. But when I watch games and Marvin Bagley III is not starting, unless that's coming from management, I'm like, why is he not starting? You lose a game by 4 or 5 points consistently. Every time you look up, they're in the game blowing leads. They got the ball with the last play before overtime, and they don't even get a shot off. So I'm just saying, what if that was a better coach with this young team? Would they? They're
like
seven games out of
like
the playoffs.
Well, yeah, so what?
Like a Larry Brown. If Larry Brown
first
had.
First of all, he might be dead. No, he's coaching some team.
That was a good one. But
Guru, come on, man.
And they're please don't bring in Luke Walton, because that's what they're talking about. That Walton ain't better than Yeager. I look at the story.
Dave Yeager should be fired. Wow. That's all I'm saying.
And the headline
The Sacramento
would read,
Kings are having a hell of a year. Most people agree. They're running out of gas down the stretch because they don't have that much
talent.
But
they were up 28 in the fourth quarter.
So what? It's one game.
But that's a trend that's been happening the last month and a half.
Have you watched the Kings?
Yeah, I watch them every night.
You know
when
what?
I can. I'm set to come
you
on now.
So you watch the Hawks every night. You watch the Kings every night.
Who
you watch Oklahoma
Hawks?
City every night. You watch the Pelicans every night. The Warriors every night.
I got
yeah,
the
you can't
pass.
Watch every team every night.
But I didn't
and
say
if you
Hawks.
Watch the Kings every game this year, you'd know that for the first two thirds of the season, they had more comebacks from double digits than any other team in the league. You just throw that out.
So why is ownership going to fire them?
Because
it's just me. It sounds like to you that's not a Yeager
fan.
It
has nothing to do with coaching. It's a personality thing. He wants to coach in Minnesota. His kids are there.
Well, he's
That's
doing
where
a great
from.
Job. He's doing a great job to get that job in Minnesota, because as soon as the 82nd game is played here in Sacramento, he's out.
Fire Dave Yeager. That's what you're saying.
He's not coach of the year, Steiny.
Okay, so
they were just in it for the playoffs.
Okay, fire
so
Dave
seven
Yeager.
Back.
Fire Dave Yeager.
We had a good season. Okay. You got to think like a winner. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, they surprised some people, but they could have been better.
Pop and Bonte will be joined by Mike Montgomery at 12:30. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Listen to The Godfather, Greg Papa, on 95.7 The Game.
I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. I think I'm going to put that in a coffee mug, Bonte. Not that I ever do it, because I'm the ultimate crammer.
You should definitely listen to The Godfather, Greg Papa. Capisce?
Papa and Bonte, weekdays from noon to 3 on 95.7. The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.